And then she'd have, like, the gay guys or the racists or the girls with the big, big boobies. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. And then Tempest Bledsoe, she was good, too, because she'd have the trans and the gays on there. That would be some tea. She didn't really last that long. But those were my shows. But anyway, let's take some calls. And then as I got older, I got introduced to Wendy Williams. And then it just was over from there. And then Howard Stern late night at 11. All right. Okay, 5548, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. I just want to tell you that I really love you. You are so funny. And
thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm puffing on my bluesy right now. But
okay, period. As long as it's not the kizzy.
No, not that. So, only green over here. Anyways, I just want to say that the way I found you was actually initially through Jason. And
okay.
I really liked you. I liked your vibe. I thought you were way funnier than him. And let me tell you, like, I love Jason. Like, I'd be at work listening to his show. Like, I love him. But once I started hearing, like, kind of really just looking at him, like, the narcissism and the stuff he does, and when you broke everything down, I just didn't like it. I was literally watching that day. I was watching you live that day. I clicked over to go see what he was doing, and then he starts dragging you. I clicked X out of that thing and clicked over to you because I wasn't having it. And
wow.
One more thing that I also did want to say is the whole thing that you were going through with him, I literally been going through the same situation with my sister, my literal blood. So, like, everything that you were saying, when I understand, like, I feel you. I really do. Like, I'm going through the same thing with my sister, so... You're not alone. So
okay, so maybe we'll add it. Maybe we'll do a day where we do an Ask Armand, and you guys can write in your questions, and I can read the questions live on air, and then anonymously answer the questions. That would be fun. Let's add that to the segment. Okay. Yes, we'll add that. But thanks, Boo. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
in.
No problem. Have a good night.
Bye. Yes, I want to do. So, okay, put in the one in the chat if we should do like an Ask Armand segment, where you guys write it. Are you guys going to participate though? You guys can ask me for advice, and then we'll do a whole show where we do the advice. Would that be fun? All right. 6609, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Amar? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's good? Yo, that show yesterday, man, yo, that was so organized. Like, you said something, receipt. You said something, receipt. You said something, receipt. Audio. Like, you really dismantled Jason Lee down to cells. Like, that was phenomenal how you did that. You know what I'm saying? And as one good thing that you basically have a habit of doing is organizing a actual message and delivering it on point. Like, that was a beginning to an end. That was awesome. I enjoyed that whole show. Like, on some real, I watched it again today at work. At work, watching your show again a second time. It was that entertaining. You know what I'm saying? So, commend to you on that, man. And one more thing before I go. I've been saying, and I'm so mad because I don't even like trap songs, but I've been singing your song all day, bro. If you want to play, I've been saying this all day. And you can't get enough from me. All day, bro. But I love you, Armand. Keep it going, all right?
Thank you. And listen, we're coming out with new music, but we're going to slow it down because it is, you know, it's about to be wintertime and Christmas. So we're going to slow it down. But I will say this, guys, we're gonna take a couple more calls, but this is the last time we're doing any of the Jason Lee talk. I'm over it. You guys, I know you guys probably want to get it out, but after this, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I don't want to talk about her no more on this platform. I'm over it. We're not even going to do, even if she's in controversy, she's paid. I'm over her. We're not talking. I don't want to, it's nothing about, I'm done. We're not even going to talk about her. Even, she's never going to be on Hot Topics here, ever. So this is it. And the only reason why I'm letting y'all talk about it, because I briefly brought it up, because I was wanting to say I appreciate each and every one of you guys that are out there, you know, supporting me while people, you know, there's a lot of people, there's some people that's trying to, you know, push this narrative that Armand falls out with everybody. Armand, now that smoke is settled and the dust is cleared. Now it's, well, our mom fell out with Tasha K. Well, our mom fell out with this person. Now nobody's going to want to work with our mom. Let me tell you something, okay? A person that has fallen out with Viacom, with Fox, with this one and that one and that one, I don't care. You got to understand this, guys. The stopping of the bags doesn't start when you expose someone. The stopping of the bags already started when they felt like you were competition. So I'm not worried about it. Yeah, some things may affect, but I'm not going to sit back too long. I didn't want to be in a place where I'm pulling up a bunch of receipts and doing that. But no, I had to do that because, as you guys seen, the person acted like they weren't even talking about me. But behind closed doors, they were antagonizing me. But I'm not going to keep going into that and explaining that. Those who get it, they get it. Those who don't want to get it, you just don't like me. And I'm okay. Or you've been paid for. And I'm moving on. All right? 5156, you're live. Oh, and then the last part. Like my mom always told me in school, you let a bully bully you one time, they're going to feel like they can keep doing it. Eventually, you have to stand up to that bully and fight back so they know that they can't play with you like that. Because if you keep letting them do it, mentally, they've gotten your head, and then they've broken you down. So some relationships are not worth having, guys. And, you know, and I see a lot of people saying, I do want to clear this up because I do see a lot of people saying, well, Armand should have known. Armand should have known. Oh, I don't feel bad. I'm not asking anybody to feel bad. I never asked anyone to feel bad for me. I didn't need you to feel bad because I already knew what was going on. But my case, this case was much bigger than a Tasha K situation, than any other situation that I had, because this person, first of all, we're from the same city. We're both gay. We run in the same Hollywood kind of like, not Hollywood circles, but like social scene at the bars and the clubs. We know we run in some of the same scenes. We are connected to some of the same celebrities. So you've got to play it a little bit different. You don't come into this and be like, oh, I'm not messing with you. You can't do that. There's some people that you don't want to deal with that you're going to have to deal with. There's no way that you can pull back because you can't escape it until you break away. And so I think a lot of people were not trying to give me grace, and they were trying to make it seem like this was something that I could have just gotten away from easily. This was going to be a problem regardless. And I don't think that people are realizing that this was always going to be a problem. Just because I'm in this space and he's in this space and where I'm going, where he's at, and who was all connected. There was no way that we weren't going to cross paths. There was no way that that was not going to happen. So as a new person coming in, you try to play it cool. And two, you learn like, okay, I mean, this is part of the game. Here's the thing, guys. I'm all for paying my dues. I don't have a problem paying my dues and showing respect to anybody. I don't have a problem paying my dues. I don't mind people, you know, giving a lot because I know sometimes I give a lot. I'm a little extra. So I guess I'm saying that to say, like, people are trying to make it seem like, oh, you should have known, you should know. Bro, there were some good things that came out of it. They weren't all bad. But at some point, you know, hey, chill. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, oh, shout out to the $100 Super Chat. Desi, yeah, but I love my Armand. Deposit your check. Yes, period. Period, 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 pool. Deposit your check. I like those real nice. Okay, so, yeah, that's all. All right, we're going to take a couple more, and we're getting out of here. All right, 5156. Oh, here's the thing, too. I got to clear something up. Everybody kept saying, where are the lights? And, like, no one owes me anything. I never said anybody owed me anything, guys. Oh, and let me clear something else up. Nobody introduced me to Cardi B. Cardi B came in my DM because I had some information wrong. And she ended up correcting the information. We started having a conversation then. Then one day I voicemailed her. I said, hey, I want to let you know something. I really said some disparaging things about you in the past. And I apologize. Because you're a real person. And I really didn't mean, you know, I didn't mean everything that I said. I said something along the lines of that. So, you know, I apologize to you. Because I really was disrespectful at times. I said that to her. I don't have to. And she came and she received that. That's how we got in contact. There was nobody that introduced me to her or put me in contact with Cardi B. Let's start there. Then the whole thing about the lights, nigga, I have lights. I have a lot of lights. I have some of the best lights. What I was asking was, I was looking for a guy to mount my lights from the ceiling, my show lights. I was looking for the guy to mount so they're not standing up on T-stands. I wanted them coming from the ceiling. He knew the person that mounted the show studio lights. So I was looking for the contact that mounted the show studio lights, guys. Wasn't looking for lights. But yeah, I don't want to keep talking about this. I'm done with it. Do you ever think, I mean, are you interested in acting at all? Just wondering. Yes, I'm actually thinking about taking an acting class. That man is a nuisance. Yes. Okay. 5156, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? I can. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Oh, my gosh. I'm so surprised that I got through. Anyways, I just want to say that I'm really proud of you like everybody else. I love that you're keeping it real. And as you're going up to the top and you're moving, please tap into your inner self and do not change.
Thank you.
Don't switch up. Please do not. Like, we're all rooting for you. There's nobody out here on the YouTube platform that give it like you give it. And I just want to say I'm just proud of you. Like, I'm feeling like a proud mom. Like,
thank you. I appreciate
like,
that. Thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I
so,
appreciate
yeah,
that.
And thank you for telling them, don't speak on that Jason Lee stuff. We don't want to hear about
it. Yeah,
that.
I'm over it. Like, I'm no. over it. I'm over it.
We done with that. That was yesterday news. So.
Yes.
But, yeah,
I'm done
it.
With it. After this live, if you bring it up, I'm hanging up on you. Bye.
Exactly. We through. So.
Bye.
All right.
So this is it. Let me tell. All right, one more, a couple more, and then we're done. Somebody else said, Armand, we love and we always going to have your back. What's meant for you is meant for you. No one can take that away from you, period. Exactly. And nobody is God on here. Like, I'm not finna fear no man like that. Like, bro, no. 9246, you live on the air. Okay, now ready. 0566, you're live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, like, Akbar B.
Okay,
I
please
like,
do, because ain't nobody doing that yet.
Yeah, so I feel like she's actually the one that constantly ruins her own career because she's constantly in drama. Like you were saying, she could have pivoted a different way and, you know, ran with the whole Nicki Minaj feature. She was on that. Like, that's a good look for her. But once again, what is she doing? She's beefing with someone. She's always in somebody's problems, and it's very strange. Like, she hinders her own self. And it's just like, who would want to work with you? Like, all you want to do is fight all day. And she's over 30 years old. It's just like, what are you doing? So, yeah, I just feel like she's the one that limits herself, and I don't think she realizes that.
Thank you. That's kind of what I was saying. Because, like, my thing is, she still had, like, this kind of hood Atlanta mentality when it's like, girl, this was your way. This was your time to break through. This was your Glorilla moment, girl. Like, but it goes to show she doesn't obviously have a solid team around her of people that really work. Like, I don't know if she's doing this by herself or what.
Yeah, it's just like you're known for fighting and getting in people's drama all the time. Like, you need to make rebrand yourself. And this was a
perfect time to do so.
Exactly. But she fumbled on that, so that's her fault.
Yeah, so that's not a that's not a drag though. That's a fact.
Oh, I'm not trying to drag her.
No, I'm just saying, but she would take that as a drag. But that's just a fact. You didn't drag her. That's a fact though. That's a fact what you just stated. But
thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, let me see what we got going on. Akbar, do you want to call in? She should call in. 558-08, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, hello? What's going on?
Hi, Amar, you can hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Kiki. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. This is my first time calling in. I'm shocked I came through, too. So my thing is I'm on the Akbar situation, too. It really bothers me because I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised, Grady baby, right? And you run around here calling yourself a queen of Atlanta. Then I ain't know who you were until she got on Love and Hip Hop, and you embarrassed yourself on there.
Are you from Atlanta?
Well, you ain't listening. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a Grady baby, born and raised, Westside, Simpson, Banky, Bound.
Oh, okay.
So I'm tired of her keep running. Yes, and I'm feeling kind of like, huh? You all on Love and Hip Hop. You doing this, you doing that. And for a minute, I did like her music. No shade. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I liked her music or whatever like that in the beginning, but you ain't talking about nothing to me either. I don't care what you repping. You can be wherever you from, but represent. You ain't represent Atlanta good at all. And for her coming for you, it's really a cackle. And you doing it for Nicki Minaj because you think that's what's going to get you a feature. Stop playing with yourself, and all you're doing is embarrassing yourself, period. Like, you're making yourself look bad out here in these streets. Because, first of all, ain't nobody in the hood bumping your music, period.
Oh, so wait, you trying to tell me they not bumping Akbar in Atlanta?
No.
She not on the radio in Atlanta?
No, period.
I know, you lying.
She ain't popping in Atlanta. I'm going to raise in Atlanta. I didn't know who she were until she hit Love and Hip Hop. She doing a lot of putting on TV. You ain't
really?
About that life, man. Like, come on, they get this real. Like, they keep it real. I feel like you're in a bear me. And you telling everybody you the queen of Atlanta. How? Ain't nobody in the hood, in the city, beating your music, bumping your music down here. So, you can't go in the mall. I seen that Cumberland Mall a couple of times. You know where Cumberland Mall at, right?
Oh, yeah. I went viral. That's what got me on the internet, Cumberland Mall, because I used to stay in Cobb County when Smyrna on that street right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
me
live,
too.
But that was Cobb County, though. That's not Atlanta, though. That's Smyrna,
nah,
child.
They calling it exactly, but now they trying to call it Atlanta, and it's not, like you said, it's Smyrna. So she come through Cumberland Mall a couple of times. Ain't nobody looking at you. Ain't nobody trying to get no autograph. You feel me? So whatever Nicki Minaj done put in her head, you're dumb. Because all these girls are dumb. Because I don't understand, like, your talent speak for yourself. Why everybody feel like
well,
they
ma'am,
need...
let me ask you a question. Let me just be devil's advocate. Are you on the post? I mean, how old are you? Are you outside like that? Maybe you're missing.
Yes,
maybe
I've been
you're not
outside.
In tune. Maybe you're not in tune with the music.
Listen, okay. Love, I didn't, oh. Your music, yeah. Yeah, this how you hear her music when you pull it up. Ain't nobody being your music at no barbecue out in the hood, kicking it, smoking no blunt, none of that. If you want to hear Akbar, pull a name up on YouTube. You feel me? So all that you doing, like, you messing up your own opportunity because you want to drive the Nicki Minaj wagon. And I don't understand why none of these girls are doing it. Why everybody feel like they got to get a feature to be popping? Because I feel like if you feel like you got it like that, your talent speak for yourself. So to me, she's an embarrassment. And if she try to, like, sue you for what? And then she going to try you talking about something. How she going to threaten you? Because everybody know this. I'm from the hood. You don't threaten nobody on live and ask them to go to dinner. Who does that? I did slit want you to do it, but I wanted you to be prepared and have some backup.
I'm not
but you
going
know
to
what
dinner
I mean.
With Akbar and do what? Take a picture?
<That's all right. laughs>
No, honestly, it's no point. My thing is call into the show,
right.
Do the show. If you can't do the show, what are we talking about?
You're right.
We're not friends, we're not colleagues, we're not nothing. I'm a
True.
Media personality,
True.
You're a female rapper. This is what I'm saying, her Fact. Business is all wrong. If anything, we got 6,000 people here. She could have called in and dragged me, but this could have been a moment where she could have still been promoting
Man,
her music. This is the you don't Fact. Need to be talking to me privately. You need to be here connecting with
what?
Your audience.
And guess what? And this the perfect time to do it, talking to
yes.
you, because I watch you out of time. I just don't really comment
listen,
like that. But I
am the
like
one when
something.
It comes to the female rappers. This I'm going to go, I'm the one.
You the one.
You need to talk to me.
You right. You is so right, because I feel like right now she's through, because I forgot about her until you brought her up. I'm like, Akbar, what in the world? Well, that's
yes.
I wanted to make it clean and short for you. I had to just throw that out there because I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing about her because you ain't got nothing popping in these streets. And then all you doing is messing up your own opportunity. That's why I don't nobody want to deal with you now. Like all these females, why they sitting out here looking for a Nicki Minaj feature, y'all need to get together and do another ladies' night together. That part and
okay,
make money.
Thank you, Carter.
That's
thank
all
you,
I wanted
thank
to say, Akbar. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not Akbar. My name is Armand. You tried that. Ha, 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 ha. Nah, Akbar. She jumped out the window on that way. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Okay, Private Caller, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Is this sounds a little bit biased, though, because when you did your thing with Jason Lee, people were circulating that little thing where you said, oh, that Jason Lee said that he's not going to support Cardi no more, blah, 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 and make it a different narrative. So that's basically what they just did with Akbar. Like, it was just like, it's not like she was talking about her and just her. So I don't think that's, you know, the dragon is fair. I don't think that's fair.
Well, I think that I don't think that she really should be mentioning Cardi B in interviews, because that's what blogs are going to take. That's the click. That's the clickbait.
That's the clip. That right. That's what they did to you too.
But if I'm telling you guys now, we're talking about it. But like after this show, we're not talking about Jason Lee no more. So we might lose people. The show might not be, but I'm done talking about that, because I don't want to get to this thing where now I'm addressing Jason Lee every live just to have people in my chat. We're done. You know, at some point you have to get rid. Okay. Yeah. It was hot when you was doing the beat, but at some point you have to be like, okay, girl, it needs to be more about my content now. Yeah. The beat gets views, but you got to be okay with losing some of that viewership for you. And I think that she just needs to, you know, they were trying to make the interview hot, but for what? Because I still don't know what she was selling or promoting, but I do know that she said F Cardi B. And I think that that's where it just got to a point where it's too much. Like, we don't even, so.
I love you, but you really sound like you're standing for her. Like, I mean.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So let me ask you this. Let's just be real. Okay, so what was Akbar promoting in that? What was that interview about then? What was the bigger picture?
Look, I'm not even trying to be funny. I don't follow her.
So you didn't watch it? Oh, okay.
I didn't even watch the viral clip. I don't care about that. I'm listening because you mentioning it, really. I didn't really even hear about it. They said the clip went viral, but I didn't hear about it. You know, it's like, I don't know, viral where? Because I didn't see that.
Okay, thank you, Bo. I mean, there's nothing else to talk about.
Like,
you didn't even watch it, so you.
No, because it wasn't viral.
And you didn't even watch the full interview. So what are we talking about?
I don't follow her, to be honest.
So how are you defending it?
I'm just being
At least
fair.
I watched
that's
the piece, something.
I'm just trying to be fair.
Well, it would have been fair if you would have been able to really promote your girl. Being fair is saying, like, I watched the interview. That was a short piece. She was really talking about her album where she just signed to Atlantic Records or Capitol. And why are you not talking about she just signed to Motel? But you don't even know, because you didn't even give a damn. Bye. 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 See? People don't care. But anyway, child, we've been on here for a while. We're going to wrap this up. We got one more call. 82431, you live on the air.
Cool. I made it on. All right. I just wanted to say I agree with the other lady. I'm younger, and we don't listen to her. She's a poor example. She makes us look stupid. She sounds uneducated. She went on Love & Hip Hop and made a fool of herself.
So you live in Atlanta, too?
I do.
And you don't be hearing our bar outside?
She's not on the radio. She's not in the club.
Oh.
She's nowhere.
Are you outside like that? Maybe you're missing it.
Oh, yes. I'm outside. I'm outside. And she ain't there.
Oh, wow.
We knew.
I
ain't
brought a girl say that you're not the queen of Atlanta. Okay. They say you're not outside like that.
This is the thing, though. Would you want that to be a representative of you?
Well, this is your city. She claimed the queen of your city.
You see what I'm saying? And it's just like,
yeah.
All of us don't sound like that. All of us are not like that. It's like, you might as well be a white person and put on blackface and shuck and drive. Just shuck and drive on the
yeah,
TV.
Is that a real, like, is that the way she talks? Is that Atlanta jargon? What is that? I feel like she'd be acting some time with that.
Some of them talk like that, but everybody here don't speak that way. You know, like most of them, I kind of throw it off. The people that talk like that.
Oh, okay.
A lot of us don't speak that way. We're about our business. We're about our money. You know what I'm saying? You had an opportunity to show us in a positive light, and you still do. But over and over and over again, what do? It's embarrassing.
Thank you.
It's embarrassing because one thing we do get is money, and one thing we do know how to – come on, man. It's embarrassing. Thank you for taking my call, though.
No problem. Thanks, Bo. All right, you have a
good
one.
Love you much.
Shout out to Alana. Bye. All right, we're going to wrap it right.